This is Mark Bennett with Decision Resources. My mission is to help leaders build healthy organizations through wise decisions and creative collaboration. This talk is one in a series that describes practices to develop and sustain organizational health. For more information, go to www.decisionres.com. Leaders transform plans into wise planning. How should leaders view planning? Leaders are the stewards of organizational health. An organization that knows why it exists, why it cares about its mission, where it is going, and how it will get there is a healthy organization. It is not possible for an organization to align and move forward in a dynamic, effective way without the ability to coordinate functions, roles, and shared effort. Alignment cannot be sustained without focus and communication. Planning is the organized communication process to come together, learn together, and move forward together in unity. In his current bestseller, The Advantage, Why Organization Health Trumps Everything, Patrick Lencioni emphasizes that the fundamental element of organization health is unified leadership that over-communicates clarity to everyone else. Without wise planning, it is impossible for leadership to have a credible, consistent, compelling message to employees, partners, and external stakeholders about the current situation, the destination, and the path forward. As the supreme commander of the invasion of Normandy in World War II, Dwight Eisenhower led the largest planning effort in human history and said, quote, "Plans are worthless. Planning is everything," unquote. How does strategic planning fail to be wise? Strategic planning is supposed to be intelligent mapping of the organization's path to success through the operating environment. Too often, the practice of strategic planning emphasizes the formality of the plan as a product, often a document that lays out a carefully crafted set of goals and objectives with detailed actions designed to achieve a vision 3 to 5 years from now. However, when regarded as a fixed product, quote, "we have a 5-year plan," unquote, it is easy for a plan to become worthless as it is executed without regard to emerging realities. Too often, the practice of strategic planning is motivated by a need to check the box with a plan that will satisfy accrediting agencies, funding sources, or major donors, instead of a deep belief in the current and ongoing importance of planning as a way of being. External motivation does not provide the ethical investment and tenacity to follow through, and many a carefully written plan gathers dust on the shelf. Even when internally motivated, many strategic planning efforts fall short in the delivery of benefits that justify the investment of time and energy to make the plan. The most common avoidable deficiencies are 1. Poor design. A good design establishes the need at this time to engage in the planning, obtains the full commitment of leadership to support the process, identifies the necessary participants and those who need to be consulted, and brings important information and other needed resources to the effort. 2. Absence of key perspectives. Wise planning requires careful consideration of a range of issues and a keen understanding of the current and near-future operating environment. When diverse perspectives are missing, a candid 360-degree dialogue will not illuminate the critical issues and surface the best organizational responses. 3. Flawed implementation. Planning is a living process that creates a living plan document with ongoing review, meaningful assessment of progress, and course correction as needed to keep moving together toward the desired destination. There must be resolute commitment to follow through and accountability for results. Whether due to poor motivation, fixed thinking, or inadequate attention to preventable deficiencies, many plans fail to succeed. Some plans are not worth the paper they're written on. Poor planning results generate cynicism about the value of planning, and many leaders and organizations neglect the practice that Eisenhower learned is, quote, everything, unquote. What transforms plans into wise planning? 1. Enhance perspective by thinking stakeholders. The clarity, durability, and credibility of the planning depends upon serious reflection about the needs of the organization's internal and external stakeholders. Fair consideration of stakeholders establishes accountability and demonstrates integrity. 2. Develop a common sense understanding of the territory. Open dialogue surfaces the organization's lessons learned, the current and emerging challenges and opportunities, and the possibilities you can imagine together. This learning conversation deepens the analysis and forges better decisions. 3. Courageously align principles with actions. Your goals, objectives, and actions can be more than intelligent, that is to say, strategic, responses to the operating environment. Wise planning integrates your guiding principles into a plan blueprint that serves as a map. An ethical map aligns practical realities with your organization's moral compass and helps you navigate waves of uncertainty or resistance with the conviction to stay on course toward your vision. Now that you've listened to my talk, I invite you to explore the rest of the series that addresses the dimensions of building healthy organizations. If you're interested in the ongoing work of Decision Resources, go to www.decisionres.com and sign up for the regular email newsletter.